unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out the short distance from the shore. They sat down and taught the crowds from the boats. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said, replied, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and the nets were tearing. They signaled to the partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish that seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon, Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought the boat to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Gospel of the Lord. Into the deep. This is the place that you'll ever experience. That's the word of Jesus. Peter was thinking in himself, "We are fishermen. You, Jesus, is a carpenter. How dare you teach us? We are expert in catching fish. But with such humility," Peter says, "Okay, do what you want." And that's the experience of Peter. Go into the deep. Go far beyond your place. What you are calling from the Philippines to Hong Kong, to Canada, to Moscow, to spread the good news. You are the fishermen of men. You are called. Go to the deep. If it is the will of God, you will get the results. That's how Peter was so moved. He knelt down, "Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinner." Perhaps he admitted that he didn't believe very much in the beginning. Although, you know, we do just to test, okay, see what you can do. We try the whole night without anything. You dare? How can go to the deep? For them, to the deep, nothing. Daytime, nothing. They usually fish in the, at night. So this is how we are called to do something that we never experience. We just do what is the will of God. That's more important, the will of God. That's the point. To the deep means to something you never experienced. Something unknown. So if you come to Hong Kong and you miss the chance to live in a better way, to witness Christ, you fail. You didn't go to the deep. Follow the voice of the Lord. He's calling you every day. There's a calling within our soul. That's the very little voice of the Holy Spirit in each one of us. We are called to serve, to love. Not in our way, in His way. I remember I was sent to Canada. That was 10 years ago. I never know what I'm going to do. The only thing I know is to love the people there. Of course, over there is also Chinese people, but they are different. Many of them are many years in Canada, from Hong Kong, and many from Taiwan. So different mentality. Now, more and more people from mainland China, they are Chinese, but for me, they're different than I myself. Hong Kong is very narrow-minded people. We never experience the greatness of the Lord. I'm called because it's the will of God for me. Not that I want to immigrate to Canada. The bishop sent me there. I'm the only person. There are three priests that, by that time, from Hong Kong. We just do the will of God. And really, it's the Feast of Cana. They don't have wine. When our Heavenly Mother told Jesus they don't have enough wine. Just one word. Fill up the barrels. All become the first class wine. You see, once we do the will of God, the fruit is plentiful. Just today, the boats, although it's one boat from Peter, is so full of fish, us and other boats come and catch, and still sinking. You see, so much so. Once you do the will of God with humility, God will give you all the abundance of grace. Spiritual, material, health, all things. God is promising. But only one thing we need to do. To listen to His word and do His will. The first reading, Isaiah. Isaiah, or what you call Isaiah. He was called as a young guy, teenagers. God called him to be a prophet. He said, I have low language. I'm not eloquent. What can I do? So the Lord sent an angel, used a charcoal, put into his mouth, symbolic. Then, for 40 years, he speaks in the name of the Lord. He is the one, he tell the Israel people, the promise, Emmanuel, the Lord is coming, the Lord is saving, the Lord is with us. He is the one. By that time when we was called, the Lord said, I find nobody. Then he put up his hand, Lord, here I am, send me. You too. Be positive, not just passive. Lord, I'm here. There's a very beautiful song. Here I am, Lord. Isn't it? There's a beautiful song. I thought you were singing this song today. Look for this song. We can sing this for offering, offertory. Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. Yeah, this is the one. It's beautiful. That's the theme of the first reading. We're beautiful. It's so much. So nice. We are called, but we need to say our yes. This calling not necessarily to be a nun or a priest, a brother, a sister. A calling to be another Christ. To be Christ, not Christ-like, to be Christ. Christ-like is a kind of, you know, similar. We are not similar. We are called to be Him. Take this and eat it, for this is my body. When you take His body, you can become one body with the Lord. You are holy because you have Christ. When you come, tell Jesus, here I am, Lord. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm listening. Send me. Don't be afraid. Many times you're afraid to be called to do something different, difficult. Go to the deep. Listen, this is the word. New experience, don't worry. If you stay with the Lord always with you. Some people ask Jesus once, how long you stay with us? 4 minutes, 5 minutes? Because in the theology sometimes, you know, in they say when you consume the communion, the host, when you finish, this is not there. Not at all. This is wrong teaching. Jesus says, I'm with you the whole day. Although the host vanished. But He is Spirit in you. The whole day, I am there. The only thing that we don't talk to Him much. Worse, only a few seconds after you receive the communion, you go to the seat, looking elsewhere. Of course, singing is different. Sing with if your soul is okay. But if Lord, thinking where to go next, what I'm going to plan to do, all these things, sorry, we don't treat your host, your guest. You're a host. Jesus come to your room. He sit down and you go elsewhere. Maybe you go to the kitchen, doing some other things. This is not the way to treat Jesus. He is. But of course, when you follow Jesus, at times it's a challenge. It's a challenge. I've been more than 6 parishes in Hong Kong working. This is the 6th parishes. So different people, so different environment. The only thing I have to know is, no matter we go, I have to trust. I have to love only thing. There's two things. Trust in His providence. Love the people next to you. That's all our life. That's where our peace comes from. If you don't love, if you're all judging, you lose the peace. You fail. You don't have Jesus, because Jesus won't judge. Even He said once, I'm not going to judge, let the Heavenly Father judge. Now is time of mercy. We too, for one another, is time of mercy, forgiving, revenge, not for you to do it. Jesus will look after you. First of all, seek first the kingdom of God. The rest will be given, no? See ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means seek first to do the will of God. Go to the deep. Go to something unknown. But if you're called, do it with heart, with trust, with love. Everything will be peace. May the Lord give you. Enjoy this peace, your life, especially today, Chinese New Year for us. So let us share this joy with your people at home. I mean, your Hong Kong home. Though they are celebrating Chinese New Year. On one hand, it's material things, but we have, as a Christian, new. You have put on new things. Gong Hei Fa Choi means that more graces come to us. Wish them the love of God be with them.
Peace.
I believe in one God.
The Father
God Almighty.